Well, California just got crushed in federal court. This time not on the Second Amendment, but the First Amendment regarding the Second Amendment. Yeah. And now taxpayers are on the hook for nearly $500,000. And this one matters more than you think. Hey everybody, Jared here with Guns and Gadgets. If you're new to the channel, this is where I break down the biggest threats and the biggest victories impacting our constitutional rights, especially the Second Amendment and everything connected to it. And today we've got a massive court decision out of California that didn't just strike down a gun control law, it exposed something much bigger. The government trying to control speech around firearms. And here's the headline. The state of California has been defeated in federal court, and now they're being forced to pay $481,749.72 in attorney's fees. And John Comerford, the executive director of the NRA ILA, said this because those are the NRA's attorney's fees. He said, quote, California's check will go directly toward the litigation fight against California-style gun control in Virginia, end quote. Good on you, John, and Lord knows Virginia needs all the help they can get right now. And this comes out of a case involving groups like Safari Club International and others challenging the California's law that was known as Section 22949.80. And here's where it gets kind of interesting. This wasn't a traditional gun ban case. It was about speech. And California passed a law that essentially restricted how firearms and related products could be marketed or advertised. In simple terms, you couldn't promote firearms in ways the state thought might appeal to minors. You couldn't advertise in certain ways, even if it was completely lawful. And the government inserted itself into how gun companies communicate with the public. Now, think about that for a second. This wasn't regulating conduct, it's regulating speech about a constitutionally protected product, so therefore the First Amendment applies. And here's where the hammer drops. The federal court ruled that this law violated the First Amendment on its face and violated it as applied to the plaintiffs as well. Not partially, not conditionally, entirely. The court just issued a permanent injunction, meaning California is permanently banned from enforcing this law, not just against these groups as we generally see, but broadly. And that's a huge deal because permanent injunctions are not handed out lightly. Now let's talk about something that always gets attention, the money. The court ordered California to pay $481,749.72 in legal fees and costs to the NRA. And there's a catch. If they don't pay this within 270 days, clock's already started ticking, interest kicks in at 3.5% annually. And the plaintiff, which is better than any loan you can get in the country right now. And the plaintiffs can come back for even more money. So this isn't just a loss. It's a financial penalty for unconstitutional behavior. Now, let's zoom out a bit here because this is where this story gets crazy and really matters. The case here wasn't technically about the Second Amendment, but make no mistake, it's absolutely a Second Amendment adjacent victory. Because what was California trying to do? Well, they couldn't outright ban everything, so they tried to control the narrative and restrict how firearms are discussed and to limit how companies communicate about lawful products. That's a backdoor strategy, and we've seen this before. When governments can't win directly, they go indirect. They regulate speech, or commerce, or even access. Why? Because if you can't ban the right, you have to try to make it harder to exercise, of course, right? And that's exactly what this law was trying to do. And this is something I've said on this channel numerous times. The First Amendment and the Second Amendment are linked. Because, think about it. If the government can control what you're allowed to say about firearms, or how companies can advertise, or what information people can receive, well, they can shape public opinion. And once public opinion shifts, rights start to erode. And this case shuts that door, at least for now. So why did California lose this so decisively? Because courts, especially post-Bruin era courts, are starting to look more critically at government overreach, even outside the Second Amendment context. Here, the issue was commercial speech, which still has constitutional protection. And the state couldn't justify why this restriction was necessary, or why it was narrowly tailored, or even why it didn't overreach. So the court said, nope, entire law is unconstitutional. Now, here's the real takeaway. This ruling sends a message. States cannot just regulate gun-related speech because they don't like firearms. They can't use marketing restrictions as a workaround. And if they try, they might end up paying for it, quite literally. And this is the kind of precedent that can be used in future cases, especially as more states try creative ways to chip away at gun rights. Now, if you're already here, I want to thank the sponsor of the video, Blackout Coffee. They are, obviously I'm one of the owners, so I'm kind of prejudiced to them, but they're the best coffee in the country. We do the whole thing other than grow the beans, because you can't do it in America. We roast it, grind it, flavor it, package it, and ship it. All in-house in Fort Pierce, Florida. Check us out, blackoutcoffee.com/GNG. Coffee's not your jam. We have loose leaf teas and hot chocolates. We do whole bean, ground. We do instant. We do K-cups. Check it out. Appreciate y'all. And use code GNG10 to save some money. All right. Now, one more thing. California didn't just lose a case here. They got called out for violating the Constitution. And they're being forced to pay for it. Because every time a state loses like this, it reinforces a simple principle. The Constitution has teeth. And if you found value in this breakdown, make sure that you hit the like button, subscribe to Guns and Gadgets if you want to know more about the Second Amendment fight every day, and share this with someone who needs to understand what's really happening behind these laws. And as always, stay safe, stay armed, and stay free. I'll see you on the next one. Take care.